Chiefs go to the national stage. It's one thing to play on Thursday night. It's quite another to play on Monday night. Your experience in playing on Monday Night Football.
You know what? It's always great. And as a player, you know that everybody is watching that game. And everybody, lots of people watch the Thursday games as well. But Monday night's a different animal. And you know that all your friends, relatives, mom and dad, not to mention your peers from other teams, nobody else is playing but you on that night. It's big.
Two of the better games the Chiefs have played in the last 4 years have been against the Pittsburgh Steelers. 2009, I'm going to do more on this later in the week on KCChiefs.com. But in 2009, Matt Castle leads a furious comeback. Studebaker goes crazy. It's like, who's Studebaker? When he had this interception, two takeaways, including the 90-plus yard interception return. And then last year, the Chiefs had a chance to win this game. They defended the short field all night long. Lose 13-9. They're playing a super football team in the Steelers. I'm going to get into my admiration for Pittsburgh here pretty soon. But this is a team the Chiefs have beaten recently and almost beat last year.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And what better place to, I mean, let's be honest. The Chiefs, people have been down on them. They're 1-7. What better way than to go out on a national TV audience and go and shock the world and do some good things? But again, you talked about the Steelers, and we watch them right here. Ben Roethlisberger and that Pittsburgh offense doing some good things. And you know what? It's things like that that can't happen. When I'm not talking about the TDs, but I'm more talking about the chunk yardage, and that's something that they've done a pretty good job with this year. This guy, Heath Miller, 53 receptions for 384 yards, 6 TDs. He's going to be an issue. He's somebody that the Chiefs have to watch this entire game. We have been hurt by the tight end position throughout the year this year, so that's something that they're going to have to watch out for.
These guys, the admiration is they have injuries. Polamalu hasn't played much this year. They lost to Castro, their first-round draft pick. Now, he could be coming back off IR at some point this season. They've lost a myriad of running backs. They just plug a guy in. Redmond looks good. And the New York, okay, they traveled the day of the New York game. They traveled the day of the game to take the Giants. They're down 20-10. They come back to win that game on the road. This is a team you got to knock out. They're not going to beat you themselves.
Well, you're exactly right. They're coached very, very well. And you talked about Isaac Redmond, 26 carries for 147 yards and a TD. He has a 28-yard run at the end of the game to seal it. I mean, things like that you have to stop. And again, as you see here, breaking through it, he wasn't even the main guy that was running this year. He was. You had Mendenhall hurt, and you had another running back hurt as well. And you look at the Steelers' D, while they haven't forced the amount of turnovers that you normally see them, I believe with only 4 interceptions and maybe 4 or 5 fumbles, but they forced Manning, yes, that Eli Manning, into a 10-for-24, 125-yard game. They sack him twice. He has a 41-yard QB rating. That's the New York Giants. I mean, they've been pretty good as of late. This defense for Pittsburgh, there's something to deal with. Dick LeBeau, the old coach, there when I was there, this guy knows what's going on. You're going to get a lot of course, it's a 3-4 defense. You're going to get a lot of disguised coverages, trying to confuse people at the line of scrimmage. And you'll see linemen drop out, all kinds of different things. But that defense in Pittsburgh is vaunted for doing some good things, and it's something to contend with.
Yeah, they've only taken it away 9 times this year, so this one's a bit of an anomaly. They love to take it away. I hear they're haunting Tom Brady, but this is a Steeler team that can do a lot, as you mentioned, a variety of things on defense. They just have a theme about them, and again, I'm going to talk about this more on Chiefs Brief on KCChiefs.com about what they do and how they really become a prototype for what the Chiefs would like to be. And here they get all over young Andy Dalton. But Mike Wallace, we're seeing some defensive things here. The game turns against New York when Mike Wallace runs a simple slant. Now, remember, they had the offseason issues. What are they going to do with him? Sign him, franchise designee. But when Wallace made that 60-yard play on a simple slant, he just runs by people. This guy can change the game in a second.
Well, he can. And you talk about the simple slant, or you talk about those little college screens they do out there. And that's something that Roethlisberger's talked about with their offense, and he kind of criticized it in terms of they're a little bit of a dink-and-dunk offense, but that dink-and-dunk's out there, and then when they run for 40 or 50 yards, in the book it goes down as a 50-yard pass reception to things of that nature. So they can't hurt you. They got big receivers who can run after the catch, and that's something that you've got to watch out for. They've not done the greatest job of protecting Roethlisberger this year, giving up 18 sacks. So if there's anything you may be hanging your hat on, you hope that maybe Tom Bahaly and Justin Houston get to the QB and make a difference there.
Okay, it's a big challenge. Javier Arenas, any of the cornerbacks this week and trying to defend these Pittsburgh wide receivers. So people don't forget and they don't have to go to Wikipedia, you played for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I did.
You played in a Super Bowl with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Kendall, I want you to comment. Some of the stuff I'm seeing from the 2012 Steelers team are some of the same characteristics you guys had. Things don't change for these guys.
No, they don't. They play tough, stiff defense. They've got a passing game that makes a difference, but it's the run game that makes all the difference normally. Now, that's not as much so this year, but they're still trying to get it going. But when it comes down to it, they've continued year in and year out to find the players and just continue that. I don't know how to describe it. I mean, I rate Kansas City and Pittsburgh in terms of the family-run organizations and the fan base and just how passionate they are for the game. I rate those two very, very close to each other. I feel lucky to have played for both organizations, quite honestly.
Similar market sizes, too, yes. Quite honestly. All right, let's take a look at where the Steelers are doing it the best in the league. Third down conversions, 51%. They actually throw the ball early on downs, but when they get to third down, they're doing it great. They hang on to the ball better than any team in the league, 17 five-minute drives. But here is the stat that I want to bring up and get your comment on. The Chiefs, we mention every week, need to get some big chunk runs. They got a couple digit, double-digit runs against the Chargers. But look at this, only 17 20-plus yard plays allowed all year. That's runs and passes, and 16 and 10-yard runs allowed. That's the best in the league. How do you move the ball on these guys, and how do you get chunk runs?
You know what? You've just got to stick with what you know, and you've got to understand that you've got to keep chopping wood and go after it. The one thing that stands out to me, switching gears a little bit, is the fact that their offense stays on the field for almost a little over 34 minutes at a time. So it's going to be tough, but you've got to understand that you may not run the ball well on this team, and if you don't, you're going to have to make it through the passing game. And again, I say over the middle is where they're vulnerable, but again, when you get it, you've got to run for yardage and you've got to hold on to the ball.
And Sean Smith's on this team. Remember, maybe he could play fullback.
There you go.
In the red zone. Remember
that. I like
that.
How you think.
Anyway, the one guy who has ties in this game to both teams, played for the Steelers and the Chiefs. It's Monday Night Football. We're going J-Wag, right?
Just win a game.
Just J-Wag, no big Earl. Just going J-Wag. For the fans, let's shock the world on Monday Night Football. For Kendall Gammon, the snapper, I'm Mitch Holtis, the voice. That's our Chiefs breakdown, and thanks for joining us on Chiefs Live.